Welcome to the Business of Government Hour, a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. The Business of Government Hour is produced by the IBM Center for the Business of Government, which was created in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. And now, the Business of Government Hour.
Good morning. I'm Albert Morales, your host and managing partner of the IBM Center for the Business of Government. Today's mail is among the most effective channels of communication in a crowded marketplace. As technology, commerce, and society evolve, so too must government and corporate business models. This is true for the U.S. Postal Service as for any other enterprise. As a result, the U.S. Postal Service continues to add value to its core mailing and shipping services, making them more intelligent and customized with less complexity. With us this morning to discuss his efforts in this area is our very special guest, Thomas Day, Senior Vice President, Intelligent Mail and Address Quality within the U.S. Postal Service. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Al.
Also joining us in our conversation is Bill Takis, IBM's U.S. Postal Service industry leader. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Al.
Tom, let's start off by learning a bit more about your organization. No doubt most of our listeners are very familiar with the U.S. Postal Service, but perhaps you could give us an overview of its history and its evolution to date.
It obviously is a very long history. We're an organization that dates its history back to actually before the founding of the country and right on through. And I'd kind of segment it into three parts. There is the Post Office Department that was a direct part of the federal government. And that was a history that went, again, from colonial times right up to 1970. And then Congress and the president felt the need, and correctly so, to bring us into a different era. And that's when the U.S. Postal Service was created, which brought us into this quasi-governmental agency, business-like federal agency approach. And that most recently was updated in December of 2006 when, again, legislation was passed and the president signed into effect a new way in which the Postal Service is to be governed, a new regulatory model, as well as a model that provides a great deal of flexibility and, again, a further move into a more business-like approach to how the Postal Service should be run.
To help give us a sense of the general scale of the U.S. Postal Service, could you tell us a bit about how the Postal Service is organized, perhaps the size of the overall budget, number of full-time employees as well as contractors, and the scale of the operations around the country and perhaps around the globe?
Sure. We certainly are large, to say the least. I think we're the ultimate in ubiquity, particularly in the federal sector. In the most visible presence, we're out there in 37,000 some odd locations around the country with retail operations, retail facilities. On top of that, we have our delivery workforce, our both city and rural letter carriers that are out delivering to 143 million addresses around the country, whether it's a post office box or boxes at houses. Rough numbers, we're about 665,000 career employees, a number that continues to decline. I would note that's through attrition. We have not yet had to do layoffs. We're organized with our headquarters here in Washington. Structurally, what we have then are nine area offices around the country to segment the business so its span of control is reasonable. And then ultimately, what we have are what I would describe as really the 80 business units of the Postal Service, or 80 districts. And that's where the local post offices all report to, or those districts, as well as our processing facilities are grouped under that as well. So that's the fundamental structure that we operate under. And we do also have a global presence. We have an entire group that deals with global affairs, interacts with the other countries around the world, and interacts with UN agency that handles international postal affairs, the Universal Postal Union. So we have a whole group that deals with that as well.
Well, thank you for giving us an overview of the Postal Service and its background and its overall sense of scale and size. Now I'd like to talk to you a little bit more about your particular background and what you do in your position as Senior Vice President of Intelligent Mail and Address Quality.
It's unique. It's an interesting title. And oftentimes when people ask me about it, it takes a bit of explanation. So let me tell you about it. There's two really distinct parts here. One is the intelligent mail portion. And what that has to do with is an effort that's been underway that goes back to 2002. It was clear that in 2002, we had a fragmented approach to what we were doing with technology, particularly with information that we were getting out of the mail. we just had too many different formats of barcodes and information flows and all the rest. I was in engineering at the time, and my predecessor in this job, Charlie Bravo, was the chief technology officer. And what resulted out of this was this concerted effort to focus on intelligent mail, to provide a standardized way in which we're going to handle these barcode formats, and really, how do we leverage that to make best use of the information? So we're well on the way with that. We've got a very active program to implement this. Intelligent mail is about adding value to the mail through that information. So that's the key aspect of my job, and there's many little subsets to that. Now, the second part to it, other major activity, is address quality. What I'm also responsible for is we have an address management system, which I would tell you is one of our really key assets of the Postal Service. We have an address database of those 144 million addresses. It's a critical asset. It's how we get mail delivered to the right place. It's also a very dynamic asset. It's something that's constantly being updated and changed as buildings go up, as housing goes up, or close, and the same is true with businesses and post office boxes. We've got to keep constant touch with that. And we have a whole suite of products that we offer to the mail industry so that they have the same accurate address information. So address quality is a very critical aspect of what we do. It's a fundamental. I mean, if you think about it, we're in the business of getting hard copy correspondence and package delivered to people and businesses. And if you don't know where they are, and if you don't have that address database up to date, it really can cause some significant problems. So we're very much in tune with address quality, keeping addresses complete, correct, and current.
When you look at your role as Senior Vice President at the Postal Service, what can you tell us a little bit about some of the challenges you face? What are the, for example, what would be the three major challenges that you face in that role?
As the role of Senior Vice President in this particular job, I define it in two basic things. There is the internal coordination. The program that we're involved with Intelligent Mail, touches virtually every aspect, if not every single aspect of what we do in the Postal Service. It touches the operations side of our business that actually is responsible for getting mail processed and delivered. It touches the sales side of our business and the customer support side of the business. And so you've got all of this internal coordination that has to take place. I would say Intelligent Mail is probably the most complex undertaking we've ever had. It's a great deal of data. It's a great deal of information. And to use it properly takes coordination internally. So the flip side to that is for all the coordination we do with the various functional areas to make this work, to get it in place, it's also a customer-facing program. And really, that's the key to it because I don't believe, although there is true value to the Postal Service, I don't think you do this just because it has value to the Postal Service. The real reason you do it is because it has value to the customer. And so we're working on both ends of it. It is about how we interface with our broad base of customers to, one, get information to them that feeds into Intelligent Mail, and then just as importantly, as we gather further information as mail is processed, to effectively transmit that and provision it back to our customers. So really, I see my two major challenges are that internal communications among our own group and the external communications with a very broad range of customers that, quite honestly, have very divergent needs and divergent systems of their own that we all have to be able to figure out how to interface with.
So, Tom, I understand that you started with the Postal Service some 24 years ago. Could you describe for us your career path and how you got started? What brought you to the Postal Service?
What brought me to the Postal Service almost was pure chance. I had just concluded my time in the U.S. Army. I graduated from West Point, served on active duty for just over 5 years, and was at that point, had fulfilled my obligation, was deciding do I stay in or do I want to pursue something else. And I also had just gotten married. I did choose to move on. I looked at a number of opportunities, had quite a few interviews in the private sector. The reality was my father worked for the Postal Service, and by chance, I just asked him one day, I said, do you have some management program? And he said no, and fortunately for me, his boss heard about it, and 2 weeks later, he said, well, we've got this announcement, and it was, at the time, it was called Management Associate. It's the management intern program that the Postal Service has and many other agencies in the federal government had opened up, and because I was looking at different things, I decided to throw my name in. And it literally got down to I had a firm offer from the Postal Service with a start date and an offer from another company but not a firm start date, the other company being in the private sector. I won't mention the name. And I took the bird in the hand rather than the two in the bush and went to the Postal Service. And have never looked back and really have truly enjoyed my career.
How have the experiences that you've had at the Postal Service over the past 24 years perhaps influenced your leadership style and your management approach, and how are you applying that today in your current role?
I think one of the things as I look back over 24 years that really I'm so grateful having the opportunity to work for the Postal Service. I did move around a bit, and fortunately my wife and kids were agreeable to that. We always discussed it before the next move. But what was important, I had so many different opportunities to do different things. And I spent the first 17 years of my career in our field operations side of the business, and it was frontline work of moving the mail and working with customers. But I got to do all different things. I had logistics and transportation. I had processing operations, customer service, delivery operations. Just that broad range of experience was really very, very powerful for me. It gives me to this day a very broad knowledge of what happens in the Postal Service. I would tell you what I've learned in the Postal Service is really in terms of leadership and management style is many things that I learned really initially in the military. And my experience has been no matter what job I have, I learn from it and particularly the people above me. And I learn both ways. You work for people that are great and they do things that really are top-notch and motivate you to get the job done. And I've also worked for some people that aren't so good. And you learn both. You learn my management style and leadership style has changed over the years, not substantially, but somewhat. I've tweaked it based upon my own experience of working with other people to see what works, but also to see what doesn't work and not repeat the mistakes.
Great. How has the Postal Service responded to changing market conditions and customer needs? We will ask Tom Day, Senior Vice President, Intelligent Mail and Address Quality within the Postal Service, to share with us when the conversation about management continues on the Business of Government Hour.